You might think running is simple and self-explanatory, but improper form can cause injury and make it more difficult for you to achieve your fitness goals. Learn to Run will teach you how to run like a pro. The Learn to Run Club allows you access to exclusive Rundamentals courses and tests, strength and mobility exercises, race training plans, and so much more. All provided by a board-certified doctor of physical therapy. Learn more at L2R101.com and get started today.
Second-year linebacker David Ojabo has a unique story and a unique zest for the game of football. Had a chance to talk to him on Thursday afternoon, and I asked him about being 2-0. So, David, for you, you get back on the field for your first full season in the NFL after missing most of last year. What's it like to get back to playing football again?
Man, it's like no other, man. You know, it's a blessing to be able to play this sport, you know, let alone at a high level, you know, the highest level. So, you know, anytime you can, you know, strap up them pads and take the field with your brothers, man, it's a blessing.
What did that first sack feel like in the NFL?
Man, I mean, you know, I got my first one last year, but this one, man, it's a whole new season, you know, same strip sack, man. It's indescribable. You can't describe the feeling. And, you know, I pray to get many, many more.
I actually went back and watched your draft story. I got to tell you, I cried. Your time with your family and seeing your excitement, yes, and hearing from the Ravens. So how does that compare, the thrill of knowing you're drafted by the Ravens to being on the field now and being able to participate after the wait?
Yeah, I think honestly, nothing beats participating, man. Like I said, the adrenaline, you know, the joy, you know, the pad popping, like just all the emotions that come with, you know, just being out there, you know, nothing beats that.
I saw part of a clip with your mom in which she said they wanted the Ravens, Baltimore's home. So after, I guess, now a year plus of being able to work with the Ravens, even though you were recovering from an injury, why does it fit for you?
Honestly, it just feels like destiny, you know. Coming from the other Harbaugh brother, Jim, you know, to come to John now, you know, just kind of very similar mindsets. And, you know, you can't script this any better. So I just feel like it was all, you know, divinely ordained, and I'm just happy to be here.
David Ojabo, Ravens linebacker, with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I was actually really excited to ask you about that. What are the differences between the two brothers that you've played for now?
Oh, man, I don't want to get in trouble saying what I'm not supposed to, but they're pretty similar, man. You know, just same intensity, you know, kind of same humor, you know, right down to their dad, Jack, you know, him and his stories. So, you know, they're a very tight family, and, you know, I'm just blessed to be a, you know, continue playing for the Harbaughs.
I got to tell you, sometimes when I see them at different press conferences, it's amazing how even their mannerisms and their tone of voice can be similar.
Right, yeah, right. That's what I'm saying, man. There's a lot of similarities.
Yes. AFC North football. What's that like? How would you describe divisional football?
I mean, man, it's a different approach. You know, it means a little more. You know, the hits are a little harder, you know, and you know, again, it's a blessing, you know, to be able to go out there and not only play, but play with these guys and then come out there with a win, you know. And, you know, we had a bad taste in our mouths last year. You know, they beat us. So to come out there and get this win, you know, it's good momentum.
I know it's only the beginning and it's, you know, it's a start at 2-0, but with the division being as competitive as it is, at least you're on top now. I mean, you guys have come out, you've already lost a handful of starters to injuries. What are you focused on in terms of going into this next game?
Honestly, just execution, man, because end of the day, you know, we view it as nameless and faceless opponents. So it's all about us, what we do. You know, so our defensive scheme, offensive scheme, you know, we trust that the coaches have done their part. So now it's our turn to go do our part and just, you know, execute the calls that are being made.
I saw a quote from your dad where he talked about being at your Michigan-Ohio State game, right? And he said, nothing compares to that type of atmosphere. So how does it compare when you're in front of the Ravens fans versus what you got at the Big House?
Man, I mean, firstly, you know, the Big House is a Big House for a reason. You know, 110,000 people, you know,
right,
all screaming. So, you know, fans are fans. It's still noise, but I mean, the Big House kind of tops it, you know, in terms of just noise wise. And, you know, I think it prepared me too. You know, I can't really get shocked with any crowds because, you know, I've been in front of 110,000 drunk college students, you know, absolutely yelling their hearts out. You know, and then so now it's like nothing. You know, it's the biggest in the country. You know, the Big House. So anything I play, you know, after that, you know, I can't really say I'll be surprised or haven't seen it. You know,
I was gonna say, I guess it does prepare you for what you see at this level.
Yeah, absolutely.
So coming up, you have a game against the Colts, and I mean, there's Michigan players everywhere. But how cool is it to see a teammate from Michigan, even if it's on the other side, but someone else that you came up with also on the NFL field?
Yeah, man, my dog Quiddy, man. honestly, it's crazy. Full circle moment. We used to hang out a lot. You know, I used to be at his house with my other guy, Luigi. And, you know, I was even with him right when he was leaving for the draft prep, too. You know, put him right in the car, you know, said our goodbyes. So it's just kind of full circle now. You know, I'm about to take the field, be on the same field with him, and, you know, obviously embrace each other afterwards.
Absolutely. David Ojabo of the Ravens is with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. Week number one, when Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles, were you watching when he went down?
Yeah, I was, man. Very, very unfortunate. You know, God's plan, though. You know, you can't plan for events like that. Very similar to mine, you know. You know, I had been through the combine, been through all that, and then pro day on my last drill, you know, last little landing, you know. So you can't plan for nothing like that, you know, and just prayers up. You know, I pray to his spirits, you know, is high, and God will be with him through this whole process.
When you came out of it, what did you take away from that injury and from the recovery process?
You can't take this game for granted. You know, that's why I come out here and I give my all every day, because it really takes one step, one moment for it to be all over with, you know. So you can't come out here and just be kind of messing around and not taking it seriously, because it can be taken away from you, you know, real, real quick.
So then as you head into week three here and you all are 2-0, how much fun are you having? Even though it's hard work, David, how much fun are you having?
I'm going to be real. I feel like I have the best job in the world. You know, I get to come out here, you know, and play a kid's game, you know, and, you know, God bless, get paid healthily, you know, to play a kid's game and be around a lot of essentially kind of grown kids, you know, and just kind of just craft, get better, and just enjoy ourselves, man. So, like I said, I take every day, you know, very seriously. I don't take it for granted at all, and very blessed.
Well, you've had quite the unique journey, so I hope that you enjoy every moment. Thank you so much. Stay healthy. It's good to talk to you, David.
Definitely. Blessings. Appreciate you.